Hello, my friend, and welcome to Something for Everybody, the podcast to help those who listen feel more loved and connected through story sharing and deep insights. My name is Aaron Mashbitz, and today is a solo episode of the podcast where I am discussing and talking about how to empower yes people to say no and ways that we can disrupt our people-pleasing tendencies. In other news, this podcast is brought to you by Amare. Amare is the mental wellness company, and I use their products literally every single day. So go ahead and click the link in the show notes below, scroll through every single one of their products, and find which ones might work best for you and your health and wellness needs. Then, once you get to checkout, use code EVERYBODY for $10 off your entire order. Now, on to episode 243 of Something for Everybody. Hello, my friend, and welcome to Something for Everybody. My name is Aaron Mashbitz, and this is a solo episode of the podcast, and let's jump right in. So for many people, saying yes can be an automatic response that really doesn't align with their inner compass or their core values or their first principles. And so, for example, potentially in meetings, do you nod yes when you don't actually agree with what's being said? Do you ever agree to attend family functions when it's the last thing you'd like to do? Do you add way too much to your already full plate to help just to maybe avoid disappointing others? Is that you? Really think about it. And so this is certainly not uncommon. So if you're a yes person, you're definitely not alone. And we're going to discuss that fully through this episode and ways you can start experimenting with how to say no better, or some ways to stop people pleasing and things like that throughout this episode. So it'll be really insightful. So stick with me. And while your or our agreeable nature and your selflessness might be appreciated, learning to say no can reduce your stress and anxiety and make you more content and an empowered person. So learning to speak your truth can cultivate more authenticity and align your life to joy and happiness. So before we begin, I did an episode about goals and habits, which are 218 and 220, and this really give you the right tactical exercises to create your core values, to create your first principles, and understand the things that you really want in this life. And that is another tactical way to start understanding what your inner compass is and what you really want to say no to and what you really want to say yes to. So refer back to those episodes 218 and 220. And I just released also a masterclass on building confidence, which will also help with saying no and the people-pleasing aspect of you, because you're not alone in that fight. And so learning those ways. So I would also refer to episode 239 of the podcast. So here we go. So why do people say yes when they mean to say no? Many people who say yes when they want to say no are engaging in a time-honored tradition of people-pleasing. People-pleasers are often afraid to say no due to fear or anxiety around ramifications of just saying no. So this fear or anxiety is rooted in an earlier trauma during which a survival tactic of blurring boundaries was either learned or developed. That blurred boundary creates some safety for yes people because they believe hard boundaries create the potential to be critiqued, judged, or expelled from social engagement. In his book, Complex PTSD, From Surviving to Thriving, therapist and trauma survivor Pete Walker coined the term fawning, to describe the use of people-pleasing to avoid conflict. Fawn types seek safety by merging with wishes, needs, and demands of others. This is what Walker says in his book. They act as if they unconsciously believe that the price of admission to any relationship is the forfeiture of their needs, rights, preferences, and boundaries. That's an excerpt again from a great book called Complex PTSD, From Surviving to Thriving. And so here's some ways. Now we're going to take a sort of subtopic of this learning to say no into this idea of people pleasing. And then we'll end the episode with some more experiments in real life that you can try that are going to allow you to learn to say no. But we're going to go off on a little sub tangent here on people pleasing. And so to avoid this people pleasing nature, you're going to follow these steps to disrupt your people pleasing needs. So one, think about, are you helping because it makes you feel happy and satisfied, or because you feel guilty? This is a line between people pleaser versus simply being kind and generous. And now it's a hard line to follow. That's why we have to be conscious and aware of sort of our decisions and how we're making them and how it aligns or how it makes our inner compass or inner values feel. If you decide to help out because it reinforces your values or gives you joy, go for it. All in. Awesome. For example, pretend you're asked to coach your kid's soccer team. If saying yes would underscore your value of contributing to the community and make you feel good, even if it's a bit stressful, go right ahead, right? It might be hard, but it underscores your values. But if saying yes simply allowed you to avoid guilt, you may be committing for the wrong reasons. So if you say yes simply to feel less bad, less anxious, less guilty, less sorry, it's probably driven by some sort of people-pleasing technique where you develop that again in early life based on the circumstances that you went through. So instead of accepting every opportunity thrown at you, recognize whether you're doing something because you want to be kind or generous or because you'll feel bad if you don't. Don't worry, recognizing the difference doesn't make you selfish, but really it makes you honest. And sometimes being truthful or being honest is the most exciting thing that we can do. Dr. Jordan Peterson says this all the time. If you want to live the most exciting life, you have to do one thing. That's tell the truth. Because sometimes telling the truth is really hard and we never know how people are going to perceive it or interpret it. But we've chosen that honesty and truth is a value and a virtue we want to live by. So we aim to do that as often as possible. So a second thing that you can do is a thing that I talk about a lot on this podcast and a lot of people who are in this space talk about a lot is let your values drive your decision. Again, refer to 218 and 220 of this podcast to get some tactical exercises that are going to allow you to develop your own personal philosophy and first principles. So let your values drive your decision. Don't let your decision filter be, did someone ask me to do it? Instead, ask, is this in line with my values and interests? A study in 2013 by researcher Sonia Libamersky states that in order to maximize happiness, choose activities that are related to your values and interests. This can, and most likely should, include serving others in your life, organizations, and causes. Just make sure it's a mix of activities determined by what you hold dear. Very important. Number three, practice saying no. And we're going to get into details about this later on experiments you can run in your life on how to say no more often. And these experiments are insights from Dr. Michael Gervais, who's someone that I study very deeply. But here on this, to avoid people pleasing, number three is practice saying no. Saying no can feel like brass knuckled aggression to the people pleasers among us or you listening, because the passive end of the spectrum is so cozy and familiar. But there is a big difference. There is a big difference between passive and truly aggressive. The aggressive among us know exactly what they want and go for it, regardless of who is hurt or what relationships are ruined in the process. An assertive person, by contrast, achieves their goals while still being polite and respectful to those around them. In short, don't throw common decency out the window. There is a space for aggressiveness. There is a place for assertiveness, right? But there is also a fine line between the two, and we have to understand the difference. So instead, practice standing up for your needs bit by bit. It might feel wrong at first, but try it out. Warm up by stating your opinion on where to go for lunch or what movie to see. Move on to politely disagreeing with Uncle Bob's, political banter or whatever the case may be, but listening respectfully and asking questions about his point of view. Next, try saying no to a ridiculous request without bending over backward to explain why. Keep calm and carry on. And eventually it will feel like second nature to politely state what you do and do not want. This is called setting healthy boundaries. It's a process, but you have to make yourself a priority before people understand that your boundaries are set and they're also a priority. In some, thinking about assertiveness lies between passivity and aggression as a happy middle that equally respects both others and yourself. And so, just like I said, we will go over 4 personal experiments to empower yes people to say no in a minute. But one more thing. Saying no doesn't make you a bad person. This is number 4 on our list of things to disrupt this people-pleasing nature. You can't please everyone all the time. That's a fact. Stamp that in your brain. You can't please everyone all the time. And adding to that, it's impossible to be liked by everyone. You're not designed to be liked by everyone because you don't even like everyone. So stop assuming that that's going to happen, right? You can't please everyone all the time. You can't please everyone all the time, unless you're like a double stuffed Oreo or a deep dish pizza, you know, then maybe. But these days, lots of things are extreme, from politics to weather to ironing. Like, spend even a couple moments online and you'll find extreme split in world's point of views. Either be empathetic and caring to all humanity or screw everyone and tell them they can go do that or whatever to themselves, right? There's just extreme natures. So we can't please everyone all the time. We're not designed to be liked by everyone. And people pleasers fall into the former category, but worry if they say no, they'll automatically be shunned. Their self-image and reputation hinge on every request. Saying yes gives them a sigh of relief and reassurance that they'll be good and likable people. Saying no creates guilt if they hurt someone or did something bad, but it takes a lot more than saying no to watching your neighbor's 3 disrespectful kids while he watches football to break your moral character. Right? So look at that one. Look at the other 3 we talked about before discussing that one and think about, you know, what's happening in your life, why you're saying these things, why you're doing these things, what's driving you, what's the motivation behind it, right? All those things. But listen to that last statement. Saying no creates guilt, as if they hurt someone or did something bad. But it takes a lot more than saying no to watching your neighbor's 3 disrespectful kids while he watches football to break your moral character. So know who you are, what values you represent, your morality and your ethics, and what you truly stand for. Then these decisions about saying yes or no get slightly easier and the guilt eases up a little bit because you know you're doing it for the right reasons, whether that's saying yes or no for the right reasons. And number 5, refrain from over-apologizing. Refrain from over-apologizing. People pleasers are always sorry. If you're a people pleaser, you are likely have only the best of intentions. Over-apologizing makes you feel better, but it can actually be a tad bit dishonest. Think about this here. Hear me out on this one, right? Apologizing when you did nothing wrong makes it appear as if you were in the wrong. It's an admission of guilt for a crime you didn't commit. What's more, it can make look like others' outrageous requests or poorly thought out actions were reasonable and justified. Save the true apologies or contrition for times you're actually going to screw up, which we all do all the time. This is thinking about that emotional bank account from Stephen Covey, right? We have to truly apologize sincerely when we mean it because we're taking a withdrawal from that emotional bank account. But everything that we've added to that emotional bank account allows that withdrawal to be more sincere and real. But if we're apologizing all the time about everything, even if things that crimes we didn't commit or things we didn't do wrong, then it lessens the intensity and the sincerity of that apology. So think about that. So to sum it all up before we get into this idea of no experiments, be a people respecter. Be a people respecter, not a people pleaser. Never hesitate to do the right thing, whether your frail neighbor asks politely, go ahead, shovel their driveway, right? When your colleague asks to make a donation for a retirement gift, go ahead and do it. That's just being respectful. But of all people you respect, really listen to this, but of all people you respect, be sure to include yourself. So back to saying no. Some people who say yes when they mean to say no are aware of what they're doing and that they do it intentionally to create pleasure and avoid friction. Others are not aware that their response in the moment is driven by anxiousness that sits under the surface. They subconsciously nod their heads in a misguided attempt to align. However, these people are often made aware by supervisors or family members who ask why they're always nodding in agreement when they're obviously very uncomfortable. Or they're not made aware and would have to objectively look at themselves to learn what is truly going on in their own minds. That's why we want to investigate what's going on in our inner life, in our inner compass, what's driving us, what's moving us, what are our first principles. All of these things have to do with the inner life and why we do the things we do. And first we have to be aware, then we have to accept, and then we move into action. Awareness, acceptance, action. That's really your three-stepped approach for creating any sort of change in your life. And so now we're going to talk about 4 personal experiments that you can run to empower yes people to say no. Experiment number 1, simply observe. For 1 week, simply increase your awareness when you're saying yes and when you're saying no. Observe what your body feels like and what thoughts you have when you're saying yes. If it feels like full alignment, awesome. If you're saying yes and you're aware that you would actually like to say no, just take note of it. And then the next time you feel that same sensation, take note of it again. This is a lot what we do when we're meditating. Now we're just doing this in real time. This is meditation. This is mindfulness training. This is having a love affair with the present moment. This is awareness, acceptance, action. Pay immediate attention to how your body responds to the internal conflict. Then at the end of the day, see if you notice a difference in your overall energy. Each morning when you wake up, we have a limited amount of resources to meet the demands of the day. And misaligning our words and actions consumes a lot of energy and we become far less efficient. So, 1, experiment to run, simply observe. Awareness, 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 awareness. Experiment 2, speak up, but just a little. Once you've increased your awareness a bit and you're aware that you're saying yes when you want to really say no, make a commitment to raise your hand and say something. But to ease into the intensity of the boundary pushing or authority challenging, make it just a half statement. Something like, I really like some of what I'm hearing, and I have one other thought I'd like to add. With this, you're acknowledging you heard some good stuff and framing your response in a positive way rather than just disagreeing right away or going 180 degrees in the opposite direction. Lastly, when you do this, see how it feels and note that feeling. Awareness, acceptance, action. When your thoughts, words, and actions are aligned, you will likely notice that you feel a nice bump in energy. This is what feeling quote-unquote powerful feels like. That's experiment 2. And then experiment 3 is ask for the answers. Ask for the answers. If you're fully aware that you say yes in situations you're thinking no, drum up the courage to talk to the person you are constantly being agreeable with, whether it's a supervisor, a peer, a teammate, a family member, and say something like, hey, how do you like to hear feedback? Do you like to hear it publicly? Do you like to hear it privately? Because there's a couple ideas I want to share with you, but I'm not sure the right way to do it. That way, they're giving you the answers to the test. And like, as I like to say, they'll tell you if they want to share your feedback or opinions on the spot, or if they'd rather pull them aside before or after a meeting and send them a note. This enables yes people to own some power in a calmer environment rather than trying to be courageous in a more intense environment, right? You're just running these experiments to see what potentially works with you. And then experiment number four is say no with a smile. When you're very clear about something and you have an opinion about which you feel strongly, that's the time to actually say no. And when you say no, smile. Smiling will allow you to grab attention. People will say, what do you mean? No. You always say yes. What do you mean? No. You always say yes. And that will give you the opportunity to say you have some other priorities stacked up and you're not able to do that particular thing for the team, or that you don't think that plan is in the best interest of the team. Keep your answer short and sweet and in service of the team. And once again, pay attention to how you feel. If you had a bump in energy when you spoke up a little bit, speaking your truth should feel very good. So basically, there's ways to disrupt your people-pleasing tendencies. There's four experiments that you can run that will help you, empower you to say no more frequently when you feel like you want to, but you're saying yes when you really want to say no. So try those disruptors out, those people-pleasing disruptors. Run these four personal experiments. And most importantly, like the first step in all this, right? We talked about awareness, acceptance, action, but the step before all of this stuff is to understand your core values, understand what principles drive you, and get familiar and comfortable with your inner compass and your inner life. And I'll leave you with this idea. Before I do that, all of these insights shared in this episode are from research and articles and things I studied from Dr. Michael Gervais and Dr. Ellen Hendrickson. So I appreciate them. Check out them for more of this stuff. They're brilliant and insightful, and I'm glad I could share their beautiful insights on this podcast with you. And I'll leave you with this quote. If you want more time, freedom, and energy, start saying no. And in this episode, I just taught you how to start doing that. So thank you for your time and attention, and I'll see you guys next time. Cheers. Thank you very, very much for tuning into that episode. What idea stood out to you the most? What idea resonated with you most deeply that you could potentially implement into your life starting today, right now? And if you enjoyed that episode, please share it with a friend, because the podcast grows from people like you sharing it with people like you. And don't forget to leave us a rating or a review on Spotify, Apple, or even on Good Pods. But the absolute best way to support this podcast is by becoming a supporter via Patreon. Patreon directly supports me, this podcast, and my mental health nonprofit called You Are Loved. So click the link in the show notes below, scroll through all the tiers, and find the one that works best for you. So thank you. I appreciate your support in advance. But most importantly, above all else, please take good care of yourselves and others. And I'll see you next time. Lots of love. Cheers.